This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-story flats for members of parliament at Baba Kharak Singh Marg in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, 21st century India is eager for development as it is sensitive to its responsibilities. He said around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014. He pointed out that despite the shortage of MP residences, not a single new housing unit was constructed for Lok Sabha MPs between 2004 and 2014.
2014 से अब तक इन फ्लैट्स को मिलाकर करीब 350 सांसद आवास बनाए गए हैं यानी एक बार ये आवास बन गए तब जनता का भी पैसा बच रहा है साथ ही 21वीं सदी का भारत जितना विकसित होने के लिए अधीर है उतना ही संवेदनशील भी है.
The parliament has given its nod to the budget Manipur 2025-26, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The Rajya Sabha today returned these bills to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Replying to a brief discussion over these bills in the Rajya Sabha, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the budget is critical for the state of Manipur as this is a full budget and the passing of this budget is the constitutional responsibility of all. The Lok Sabha passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 amid opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. The bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The bill provides for establishing of National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee and National and Regional Sports Federations for each designated sport. The Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Moving the bill, Coals and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy said, the bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The BJP has accused the Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against the electoral process of the country. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said, Congress sometimes questions about transparency in EVMs and sometimes rakes up issues related to the elections in Haryana and Maharashtra.
एक वैचारिक दिशाहीनता की और दुविधा की समूह कांग्रेस पार्टी और उसकी नेता राहुल गांधी बन चुके हैं लोकतंत्र में उनकी कोई लोक लाज बची नहीं अराजकता धीरे धीरे अहंकार के साथ मिलते हुए देश में एक अस्थिरता पैदा करने की एक सोची समझी रणनीति ये है आप चुनाव जीतोगे तो सारा विषय सही है आप चुनाव हारोगे ये सारा विषय की अव्यवस्था आपको ध्यान में आती है.
Meanwhile, the opposition MPs today staged a protest march from Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and party leader Rahul Gandhi, NCP SCP Chief Sharad Pawar, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, JMM leader Mahua Maji, TMC MP Derek O'Brien, among others, took part in the protest. India strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Minister of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended truncated week's first trading session with gains of nearly 1%. Barring consumer durables, all sectoral indices displayed strength with Realty and PSU Bank leading the charge. Sensex surged 746 points to close at 80,604. Nifty also rose 222 points to settle at 24,585. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also closed in positive territory. The mid-cap index advanced 0.8% and the small-cap index added over 0.3%. News just in, the Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 4 p.m. amid protests by the opposition parties over the issue of special intensive revision exercise in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.